Now joined by head coach Jeff Wyatt of the Mercer boys. They took a low-scoring competitive loss down at Penny. 47-44 was the final on Thursday. We'll get some details on that from coach. Green City at Mercer will be the opponent tomorrow. That should be a high-quality Class 1 matchup there up at Mercer on Tuesday night. Then Mercer's at Princeton Girls Boys, a varsity doubleheader with the Tigers. That is on Friday night. Coach Wyatt, how are you doing today?
Doing good.
Hamilton, we know that, you know, a little bit bigger school, probably, you know, physicality is a challenge with them, but you guys were right there, 47-44. The score doesn't, you know, it never gives the whole story of the ball game. What were the things that cost you on Thursday?
Oh, I really think we got out to a pretty good lead in the third quarter, and I think just probably some inexperience with some of our players. I felt like we kind of choked at the end of that game. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well, did not shoot it from the free throw line very well at all. So when you add those things in together, I mean, we had a few key turnovers in the fourth quarter, and you got to give Penny credit. I mean, they hit some big shots when they needed to, and they never gave up. They played very physical man-to-man defense, and I don't think our kids were really ready for that. I thought we handled it pretty well for, you know, maybe three quarters of the game, but when it come down to when the game was on the line, I thought they outplayed us, and, you know, that's something that we've got to get fixed if we want to be successful this year.
Yeah, that's one of the challenges, too, of going from being a very good team to maybe an elite team is when the game gets, you know, the crowd is into it and the kids can sense it and the heart rate is up and it's a close game in the fourth quarter. Do you still have the ability to kind of slow down the game and still go down to your keys? And sounds like that's one of the things that, you know, the boys just need to get better at.
It is, you know, and that just comes from experience. You know, they've got to be on the court and go through it. So hopefully we learn from it and we move on, and, you know, we'll be ready for Green City tomorrow night.
So, yeah, with Green City, I know that it seems like this is always the case with Green City, that every year they graduate some people and then they bring some people back that are pretty solid. So, and that's the way they stay as a good basketball program. I think they're similar to you in that way. What do you know about the Gophers? Did you get a chance to see them at all last week, Coach?
I have not seen them. I know they've got the Fields kid back, you know, and he's definitely a handful. He shoots the ball well from the outside and is strong in the post. So, you know, he's definitely going to be a key for us. They've always got a few kids that can shoot the three pretty well, and it seems like they usually have a post player that is very decent. So I'm sure they're going to be athletic and things like that. So it's going to be definitely a good test for us tomorrow night.
As we said, you know, Hamilton last year was a Class 3. They've moved down to one of the bigger Class 2s in the area this year. When you play a team up that's Class 2 or Class 3, and maybe it's them specifically and maybe it's just in general, where do you usually see when you get up to that Class 2 or 3 level, where do you really get challenged as a Class 1 school in a matchup like that?
Most of the time, it's just the physicality aspect of the game. Those schools are used to playing a much more physical style of basketball. The defense is usually quite a bit better. And those are the things that we want to put our kids through, you know, especially early in the year so that we get a taste of it. You know, and then we're ready and prepared for that later on in the season.
So with and you would have liked to, as you said earlier, you would have liked to play better in the fourth quarter, be able to close out a tough road win, but you got yourself a lead through two and a half quarters. What did you guys do really well at Hamilton in the first half especially? Had you pleased?
I thought just slowing the pace down. We kind of did go through the motions of our offense. I wasn't real pleased with the way our offense looked. Defensively, I thought we played very well. We had a few lapses there, but, I mean, that's to be expected, especially this early in the year. So the defensive end was probably what I was most pleased with. The rest of it, I think we can fix. It's just something that, you know, it's going to take a little time, and we'll go from there.
So with Princeton, we'll start with this because I was looking at their scores from over the weekend and Saturday, and Preston Thomas, who I know has the ability to really go off on people, yeah, he did that on Saturday. He had 36 points for Princeton. And yeah, you know, it's not like they're a one-man team either. It's one of the more interesting Princeton teams I've seen in a while, and in the fact that they have a go-to guy in Preston. And I also feel like that there's room to grow for that group. I think they're going to get a lot better as the season goes on.
About all I know about them is they're fairly young this year. You know, they lost a lot of key players. The Thomas kid is back, and he is scoring the ball for him real well this year, so we're definitely going to have to know where he's at on the floor. I think he plays guard most of the time. You know, I think they might slip him into the post every now and then, but he seems to shoot the ball real well. And then they've got some other guards that have shot the ball real well in the past. And, you know, they in the past they've liked to get up and run up and down the floor. They'll try to press you with their defense, and then they want to get out and run and get some easy buckets. So, you know, we're definitely going to be challenged as far as getting back on defense and trying to control the pace of the game and different things like that, you know, and then just settle down and play our style of basketball, and, you know, hopefully we can come out on top.
Yeah, and I think we all know this when it comes to Mercer Princeton nowadays. You got boys who are teammates in the fall on the football team for Princeton, and they know each other. They hang out with each other, I'm sure, on weekends and those things. For you as a coach, when your team knows their team really well and vice versa, Princeton's going to know your team real well, what's the biggest challenge of being able to solve a good team like Princeton out on their court when you have a lot of knowledge between the boys of you know, what player A and player B can do?
I think it basically comes down to execution, you know, whichever team executes their offense and defensive strategies the best, and, you know, and just little things like that. It's, you know, both of us probably do understand what each of the other schools, you know, want to do, and they're kind of some of their tendencies. So it's going to really boil down to just who executes the better. It's going to be, you know, a very loud crowd, and, you know, it'll be a lot of enthusiasm, and, you know, that's fun for the kids to play in, but it's also that environment where, you know, kids can get out of control pretty easy. So whoever can hold their composure and execute the best is probably going to win that bowl game.
Games on Tuesday and Friday, obviously, then practice, barring any weather moving in. It looks like it's going to be okay on that end this week. So you got practice tonight, Wednesday, and Thursday. Sounds like practice kind of the number one thing on your list, Coach. Just running a lot of your offensive stuff, trying to get a little bit more speed, a little bit more continuity on offense. Is that kind of where we're at this week?
It is. You know, you're always trying to, especially first of the year, you're trying to get an offensive flow. You want to get all your little things in, all your out-of-bounds plays and all that type of stuff. So we're still working on some things like that, and definitely just going over the offenses, trying to get a flow on different lineups and things like that. So that's kind of what our week's going to look like, you know, and we will do some prep for each team, whether it's Green City or Princeton. So we'll mention some stuff like that and go over some defensive strategies we're going to do against both of them. And, you know, then we hopefully when we get ready to play, we're ready. So that's kind of what probably everybody's doing this first part of the year.
Yeah, for those that like high school basketball, I'm in that group. Should be a couple of good ball games for Mercer this week. I don't know if you can consider in either ball game anybody a heavy favorite. Green City at Mercer Tuesday night. Mercer down at Princeton on Friday night. The HDC opener, by the way, for the Cardinals is going to be Thursday the 13th down at Jamesport against Tri-County. Coaches, always appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow night against the Gophers.
All right. Thank you, Tom.